This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, November 24th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Rollins bashes California's ag land equity goals. No new pesticide spikes and air monitoring. Solwell runs for governor, and IARC classifies atrazine as, quote, probably carcinogenic. Rollins bashes California's Ag Equity Initiative. In a post on X Friday, USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins chastised radical Gavin Newsom and his cronies for a war on agriculture taking DEI to a new extreme. Rollins charged that California wants to take land from agriculture producers to pay reparations and pledged to take federal action to block the initiative. She took issue with California's Agricultural Land Equity Task Force under the Strategic Growth Council, a cross-agency body that allocates sustainable land use planning grants. The External Advisory Committee is close to finalizing its policy recommendations for the council. The draft report calls for sweeping changes to address what it describes as a statewide crisis in equitable access to farmland. Farmers and land stewards have been systematically excluded from land ownership and secure tenure due to race, ethnicity, gender, class, and immigration status, with those presses now compounded by land consolidation and financialization, according to the report. It recommends prioritizing tribal stewardship and land return, including the creation of an ancestral land return fund and changes laws to governing transfers of publicly owned land. It also calls for restorative land fund to support historically disadvantaged farmers at acquiring farmland, as well as limits on institutional and pension fund ownership of agricultural land. Other recommendations include establishing a statewide agricultural land preservation plan, expanding legal protections for farm tenants, boosting the capacity of CDFA's Farm Equity Office, and creating regional agricultural omnibus position. The task force also urged the state to expand support for urban agriculture and cooperative land ownership models. The task force will hold its last meeting on December 11th and present the finalized report to the council in February. The legislature has approved $1 million for implementing the plan. DPR air monitoring finds no major spikes. The Department of Pesticide Regulation reports no exceedances for chronic health thresholds in its air monitoring for last year, though it continues to track long-term cancer risk from fumigants. The report shows 13 pesticides were detected at quantifiable levels in ambient air across four agriculture communities. That includes 1,3-D, chlorpicrin, and methylbromide. None of the detections exceeded state screening levels or regulatory targets for short or medium-term exposure. A separate DPR report on 1,3-D monitoring in Fresno and Merced counties found the fumigant in 47% of weekly samples collected in 2024. The concentrations were not enough to surpass thresholds for acute, subchronic, or chronic exposure. Lifetime cancer risk estimates in Pallier, however, remained above the regulatory target due to a largely single high detection recorded in 2018. DPR Director Karen Morrison called it critical to monitor the areas where the most pesticides are being used so we have the data to understand where there are potential exposure concerns. Swalwell enters governor's race. Representative Eric Swalwell announced last week that he's running for governor of California, launching his bid during a guest appearance on the Jimmy Kimmel Live show. Seven-term Democrat from the Bay Area, Swalwell positioned himself as a fighter and a protector who will aim to bring down costs and boost wages for Californians. His campaign message also focused on countering the influence of President Donald Trump in the state, citing concerns over public safety, immigrant rights, and clean energy policies. He now faces the twin task of building statewide support and deciding whether to give up his congressional seat ahead of the campaign. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. IARC finds atrazine probably causes cancer in humans. Syngenta pushes back. The International Agency for Research on Cancer's classification of commonly used weed killer atrazine as, quote, probably carcinogenic to humans prompted a quick response from the herbicide supporters and critics. Atrazine manufacturer Syngenta says IARC's mandate is to determine if a substance could cause cancer from a potential hazard perspective. In fact, IARC, which is not a regulatory agency, does not determine the likelihood of cancer occurring at realistic levels of exposure, technically called risk. Syngenta says close to 50 regulatory authorities and scientific expert bodies worldwide have concluded that atrazine does not pose any carcinogenic risk and is safe when used in accordance with the registered label instructions. IARC, which is part of the World Health Organization, previously classified the weed killer glyphosate as a probable human carcinogen. Bayer, which manufactures glyphosate, says that finding is not supported by government regulatory agencies, but has been used to support thousands of lawsuits against the company. IARC says its classification rests in part on combinations of, quote, limited evidence for cancer in humans and sufficient evidence for cancer in experimental animals. IARC also says, quote, positive associations have been observed for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma that is positive for the chromosomal translocation. The Center for Biological Diversity said the classification, quote, was determined by a working group of 22 expert cancer researchers from 12 different countries. The researchers identified evidence from human epidemiological studies, animal studies, and laboratory assessment of whether atrazine exhibits key characteristics of a carcinogen like DNA damage and oxidative stress. It is outrageously irresponsible that we still allow the use of this dangerous poison in the United States, said Nathan Donnelly, Environmental Health Science Director at the Center for Biological Diversity. Well, here's today's final word. This innovative infrastructure helps salmon, protects people from flooding, and enables farmers to continue to grow our food in the region. That the word of Department of Water Resources Director Carla Nemeth launching the Big Notch Project, one of the largest floodplain habitat efforts in state history. The project, located in Fremont Weir in Yolo County, uses three seasonally operated gates to improve access for juvenile salmon and sturgeon at the Yolo Bypass when it floods in winter. These submerged rice fields create critical new feeding grounds for the fish. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, November 24th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Chuck Daly.